in the same way exactly, or might you use one of them just when you wanted to speak with the person whose husband had died? If you were going to talk with a woman whose husband had died, might you say something different than just died? Might you say pass to her?
Yeah, you said pass. You said pass, you know, if you were talking to her. But then you would tell somebody else that she'd been looking lonesome ever since her husband died.
Yes, all right. Do you know of any other terms that you've heard, any kind of humorous ones referring to someone who died? Can you think of any kind of crude terms that have been used? You know, just jokingly.
They say he uncheeked the bucket.
All right, any others?
No.
Okay. Now, we're talking about somebody who died, and we don't know for sure what caused the death. We might say, I don't know what
was wrong with him.
All right. Or you might, to use he died.
Certainly.
Okay, but we're still not sure what caused his death or how he died, so we're going to say, I'm not sure about it. I'm not sure what he died
with.
All right. What about the place where people are buried after they die, Lucia? What is that called?
Cemetery.
Okay. Now, would you call that same burial place a cemetery, regardless of where it's located? Would you call that, does a cemetery refer to any place where people are buried, or just around a church, or where? Do you have any other names that you would refer to that?
No, ma'am, just cemetery.
It's always cemetery to you?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What about the place, or rather the box that people are buried in? What do you call that?
The grave.
All right, and the what they're placed right into, what the body is placed into?
Coffin.
Mm-hmm. We might say now, after someone has died, last week you went to a what on Sunday? A
funeral.
Okay. Would you say that louder, please?
Funeral.
All right. And so the people, his family and friends, might be, after the funeral, might say the people are dressed in black because they are in
mourning.
Is there anything else when people are really worked up over a death in the family? That is, if the women might have lost control of themselves because they were so saddened by it, would you say they were anything else?
Worried.
Well, is there any other term that you might use for that, being in mourning? When it's extremely so, or they just carry on more so than usual? Is there any other term you might use for that?
No.
All right. Lucille, if somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today, Lucille? If you're feeling just about average, you would say, oh, I'm
fine.
Okay. But now you're not quite as fine as you might be. What might you say then?
So I don't feel so good, but I hope I feel better.
All right. You're just half and half. Now, this is almost what you've said, but is there any other way you might express that, to say you're in the middle between feeling pretty well and not so well? Might you say it any other way?
I don't feel so good.
Okay, would you ever answer, I'm pretty well or pretty good?